Krishna book reading, chapter 51, The Deliverance of Muchakanda. In Srila Prabhupada house, Vrindavan, ISKCON.
Now, who can say? Brahma Samhita. Brahma, everybody remember?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Vishnu can give liberation. Mukti, Pradata, Vishnu, Deva, no Sanksha. There is no doubt, only Vishnu can give liberation. Lord Shiva, best of Anand, Jatashambhu, Deva. What is the meaning of Mukti?
Space is
like the flower, Kunda flower. Okay. What is this?
This is wasn't there something with the giving from sun god to no, this is the lock of a hair from Lakshmi. No.
Sri Devi stays in the form of three golden lines in the chest of the Lord. So you see what that distinguishes the Lord and those who are in the Vishnu Deva. They all look like same. How we distinguish them? Others don't have. Yes?
His chest marked with the symbol of Srivatsa and the Kaustubha jewel hanging around his neck. Krishna appeared before him with four hands as Vishnumurti with a garland called Vaijayanti.
So, what is that jewel? Lotus flower.
Can it is the best object in this
world. I was the best, most beautiful object in the creation is lotus. In the early days, he is a good, very good teacher, professor, maybe a philosophy most probably. One time, something going wrong, and suddenly he asks, more or less a challenging Prabhupada. Prabhupada, in darkness we cannot see anything. And what Prabhupada does reply? What we can see in darkness? Krishna, right. Everything in darkness you cannot see, but you can see this. Prabhupada answer is very good. What? Remember? Yes? Remember this? In darkness what we can see? Anubhava. Learned so many things. There is one etiquette. You pick up your phone call, and then you have to say, before asking him, you have to say, I am this, calling from here, this. Then you can expect from other party. You cannot just say, who are you, this, that. This is etiquette. You have to say first, who am I, where from am I speaking, and about yourself, then you can ask other. This is etiquette. Okay. Ends with
Prasadam.
Prasadam. Then you make it perfect. First, that which makes us forget Krishna, that is Maya. That which makes anybody forget Krishna, that's also Maya. Maya, that which is not. That which is not Krishna. Krishna said, Lord said, one sloka, there are four sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. One sloka said, that which you feel, which you think is of any value, if it is not related to me, it is a reflection of the reality. It is not reality, it is illusion. It has no existence, something. So anything not related to Krishna is Maya. Initially. Make sense? Yes?
Maharaj, when we desire something, then Krishna is arranging.
When you desire something?
Yes.
Then, yeah?
Like, then Krishna, he is arranging according to our desire. Is it like this? Or like if you try to be devotees, he will arrange it how he wants?
It is said. man proposes, God disposes. Purvasa, first desire, then desire. Otherwise, simply desire. Purva said, I ask my Guru Maharaj only one thing. Does anybody know? Anybody know? Who knows? How can I serve you? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that my life after life, I simply want your service without any motivation, exchange, nothing else. That is ideal. Anything else other than that? And Krishna knows what is good for you if he is a devotee. Accordingly, he arranges. That is what I know. Krishna said, why he is asking material things, why shall I give him? He is a fool. So I give him my service. And when he really favors someone, he takes away everything, his material, so that he is forced to surrender to him. Again he tries, again he takes away. That is what he says. There is a sloka, it's called, Jasaham Anu Grinhami. If I want to shower mercy, bestow my mercy to somebody, first of all what I do is, whatever belongs to me, I take away. So that he's forced to surrender. So Prabhupada was doing business one time, and when he came back, somewhere he went, he found he's been cheated, he took all money. And he thought, what to do? He said, maybe that is what Krishna wants. I am forced to now surrender to Krishna and go and serve Krishna. Does it make sense? Whatever we know, I am telling. Maybe there are many questions which we may not get satisfying answer. But Prabhupada said, there are some ideal question and there are some ideal answer. There could be many, many questions having nothing to do with our ultimate benefit. Just like sometimes people go to see, I don't know, consult some person, what I was in the past, dog, cat, rat, tiger, leech or whatever, demigod. Or say it's not necessary to look at what is your past. You may be sometime here, what is your past, you may be horrified. What? I was like that. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur one place said, let the past be buried like a graveyard. In Sanskrit say, whatever happened in the past, many bad things may be, but don't think about all these things. And let you think about the future is sleeping. Live in the present moment in Krishna consciousness. Then you find your future is alive. Because our next moment, nobody can guarantee you will live. So, but if this moment, very moment I have in my possession, make it as much as possible Krishna conscious, then you'll find our future is bright. Does it make sense to you? We may have many queries. Every bird, every beast, every living entity have got innumerable queries, questions. And there may be innumerable answers also. But it may not be of our ultimate benefit. What is the use of knowing so many things? Nothing to do with our personal benefit. There are so many mysteries in the world. Prabhupada says, it's not necessary. If we know our relationship with this world, Krishna, and act accordingly, and our goal, developing attachment to Krishna and Krishna, that is perfection. Very simple. One should inquire. Krishna telling Brahma, and after saying this fourth sloka, he is saying, one should inquire up to this in all space, time and circumstances. Not more, not less. What is that? The science about God or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, science about the Absolute Truth, is very confidential. Paramam guhyam. Paramam means supremely. Guhyam means confidence. Another place he says, Bhagavata, Rajavidya, he is the king of knowledge and he is the most confident. Rahasyam, and different person we make the different meaning, but our Acharya says rahasya means devotional service. And he says svabhijnanam, one should understand the science of God or the absolute truth in conjunction with devotional service. And the Lord is saying, what I am saying, he noted down. Before creation, when even nothing was there, even material nature, it is me only existing. And at present, what you are seeing in front of you, it is nothing but me only. And in future, after everything is destroyed and annihilated, it is only me will be there and nothing. Then he says, I think he is saying like this, it may not be one after another, may not be in proper chronological order. And he said, the original material ingredients are inside and outside the universe, or something like that. Everything inside and outside. Exactly like that, I am also inside of everything and outside of everything. Then another stroke he said, if you feel anything of any value, but if has no relation with me, you must know it is just a reflection of the reality. It is illusory and have no real existence. That means that which is not connected with God is all illusory. And fourth is maybe that if somebody want to inquire or know about the absolute truth, he should inquire up to this in all time, space and circumstances, not more, not less. These are the four verses. All transcendentalism except coming from the lips of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any question, any comment? Seems to be over. It's going to be close, but you are not hearing the bell. We start distribute prasad. Distribute. What? His books. So I want to know anybody here. He must be considered fortunate. Prabhupada said, the whole movement is actually book distribution or preaching. That, and of course, perfection of preaching is how many you made devotee. So we should try to become a devotee. And who can be devotee? One is sinless, inspired. So that is the result of perfection in preaching. So first come, first serve. That is one side.